BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and the Prime Minister Vladimir Putin have vowed to track down those behind the suicide bombings on the Moscow underground. The attacks by two female suicide bombers killed at least 37 people. President Medvedev spoke to reporters outside the Lubyanka underground station where one of the bombs exploded.
These were simply beasts, and regardless of their motives, what they did is a crime under any law and in accordance with any morals. You know, I have no doubt that we will find them and destroy them all.
Russian officials believe the bombs were the work of Muslim groups from the northern Caucasus, where rebels in a number of regions, including Chechnya and Ingushetia, have been waging violent campaigns for independence from Moscow. The American government says it will begin selling its mass shareholding in Citigroup once the world's biggest banking firm, which it bought in 2008 at the height of the U.S. financial crisis. The shares are worth about $33 billion at current prices. That would yield several billion dollars in profit for the U.S. Treasury and will be one of the largest share sales ever. However, it will be phased over the rest of this year and will be subject to market conditions. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has repeated her belief that Turkey should not be a full member of the European Union. On an official visit to Ankara, Mrs. Merkel again suggested a partnership agreement, saying the idea should not be viewed negatively. But Turkish officials have dismissed it as an insult. From Ankara, here's Jonathan Head.
For two countries with such deep-rooted historical and economic ties, Germany and Turkey struggled to find a common voice today. On every important issue, Chancellor Merkel and Prime Minister Erdogan seem to be at odds with each other. Speaking at a press conference alongside Mr. Erdogan in Ankara, Mrs. Merkel tossed in the verbal hand grenade of her proposal that Turkey be offered only a privileged partnership with the European Union, despite having started negotiations on full membership 5 years ago. Mr. Erdogan said nothing, but has in the past expressed his outrage over what he calls shifting the goalposts.
A Cuban dissident who is seriously ill after being on hunger strike for more than a month has rejected an offer by the Spanish government to give him sanctuary there. The dissident, Guillermo Farinas, said he preferred to remain on hunger strike rather than leave his homeland. Mr. Farinas has vowed not to end his protest until the Cuban authorities release from prison 26 other dissidents who are in ill health. The Mexican authorities say they have arrested a man in connection with the killing earlier this month of two Americans and a Mexican in the border city of Ciudad Juarez. Local media reports suggest that the suspect is a leading member of a local drugs gang. This is Eileen McHugh with the latest world news from the BBC. The Greek government has once again been forced to raise billions of dollars on the international financial markets as it continues efforts to escape from an economic crisis. The offer for over $6.5 billion was oversubscribed. Andrew Walker has more.
Greece received offers from investors for more than the amount it sought, so in that sense the exercise was a success. But the interest rate is said to be about 6% to borrow money for 7 years, which is high. The Greek Prime Minister, George Papandreou, has warned of a danger that high interest rates might make the government's financial position unsustainable. And it's not at all clear that a Eurogroup rescue package would be available just because borrowing costs are painfully high.
Nine alleged members of a radical American Christian militia group have been charged with conspiring to kill police officers and wage war against the United States. Steve Kingston reports.
Prosecutors say the eight men and one woman were members of a group called Hutari, described in the indictment as an anti-government extremist organization advocating violence against the police. It's alleged they conspired to murder an unidentified police officer and then stage a second attack on the resulting funeral procession, using landmines and roadside bombs. Over the weekend, the FBI raided properties in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana in the belief that the group was planning a reconnaissance exercise.
A senior Roman Catholic leader has defended Pope Benedict's record on tackling child abuse within the church, saying his efforts to investigate one case were blocked by his predecessor John Paul. The Austrian cardinal, Christoph Schönborn, said that Josef Ratzinger, as the current pope was then known, had wanted to investigate a previous archbishop of Vienna in the 1990s, only to be told that allegations of abuse against him were exaggerated. Cardinal Schönborn said the Vatican argued that an investigation would generate bad publicity. BBC News.